So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN. We welcome Senator Tammy Duckworth to the Lisa Dent Show. You had a busy day at O'Hare today, and you were with Sully Sullenberger. Do you two have a friendship, Senator?
We do have a long-term friendship. We started working together quite a few years ago with the MAX 8, the Boeing MAX 8 aircraft, and he's been a real consultant to me in my work on aviation issues. And then I sponsored him to be ambassador to ICAO, which is the International Aviation Governing Body. So it was so nice to have him out here visiting.
That's lovely. Senator Duckworth was at O'Hare because right now the FAA requires that passengers be able to evacuate an aircraft within 90 seconds, which seems almost impossible. And tell everybody what happened when they conducted those tests. They didn't include people like you or
right.
My child
Exactly. So they Congress directed the FAA to run this test to take into account the effect of the current shrinking seats in airplanes and, you know, the smaller seat width and the steeper seat pitch. You know, you can't lean seats back as much anymore. And so we said, well, is that affecting the safety of passengers? Can you still evacuate aircraft to the 90-second standard? And so the FAA conducted these tests in 2019 and 2020, and then I looked at the results recently, and I said, wait a minute. The result was, yes, the seat width and seat pitch are not affecting. We can absolutely evacuate aircraft in 90 seconds. And then I looked at how they did it, and they only put 60 people on the airplane, and nobody was over the age of 60, and there were no children. And get this, they did not have a single piece of carry-on baggage. So,
and they didn't take into effect that some people do not speak English, some people cannot speak, or maybe they're nonverbal, or they can't hear.
Yeah. Exactly, and there are people with disabilities, and so they said, yeah, we were able to evacuate the aircraft in 90 seconds. I'm like, when was the last time any of us flew in an airplane where, you know, two out of three seats were empty and nobody brought a piece of carry-on baggage?
Right.
And there were no infants on board.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Now, the FAA was taking public comment. They were taking input this summer on the size of airline seats, not because we all want them bigger, because we do, but that also had impact on evacuation plans as well, right?
It does, because, you know, the seats are so much closer together, and you have more people per row of seats. It actually slows down how quickly we can evacuate the aircraft. And so I've introduced this new piece of legislation that says, wait a minute, FAA, if you're going to run these tests, then you need to simulate real-world conditions and, you know, have people of all ages and simulate having babies in car seats. You know, you can use crash test dummies, simulate somebody not being able to walk, someone who maybe doesn't speak English, someone maybe who's nonverbal, and for goodness sakes, put some carry-on baggage on there. And now let's see if you can evacuate the aircraft in 90 seconds.
Senator, I want to go to South America here for a minute. Can you give us an update on these two Chicago police officers? As I understand it, they were vacationing in Peru in the moments of this great violence, and you're trying to get them out, or what's the situation there?
Well, the good news is they're on their way home. So we were in touch with the American Embassy, and we have been in touch with the two police officers, my staff members from my office. And the latest information I had received, I just found out about 5 minutes ago, just before I got on the call here with you, that they are indeed on their way home.
And unheard, I would imagine.
Unhurt, yes. Well, I don't have their food condition, but I'm sure I would have been told if they were injured. But they were hunkered down in a safe location, but unable to move around because of the riots that are happening in Peru right now.
Senator Duckworth, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm guessing you didn't buy any of those Donald Trump trading cards yesterday.
No, I did not. No, I got better things to do with my money than that.
Have a great day. I love what you're doing on behalf of passengers when it comes to evacuation on airplanes, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everybody. Thank you.